I flapped down and landed on Uncle's chest. He was drowning in his own blood. I pecked and pulled and forced him to turn his head to the side. Then I went after Soulcatcher. She had disappeared. I didn't find a trace, but I knew where she was headed. Sleepy would be inside my bunker, never having been missed, when I got up in the morning thinking I'd suffered through a sleepless night. Now I knew what had happened to Smoke, too. That twitch of cheek I'd glimpsed on Sleepy had been Catcher realizing she could be found out if anybody took Smoke cruising along her back trail. I knew her secret now anyway, though. Maybe Kina was a more powerful enemy than Catcher suspected. The goddess might even have a sense of irony, using a crow to stalk the mistress of crows. I settled onto the roof of my bunker. Beneath me, Tyday snorted and snored as badly as he had the night we decimated One Eye's trove. Someone else down there was making a racket, too. Since Sleepy was out, I figured it had to be me, which meant Sara was right when she accused me of roaring like a starving bear. I never believed her before. Hard to believe we had gone to sleep after watching all the excitement across the way. Catcher must have sent a spell ahead or left a doozy behind. I had a feeling I wouldn't be comfortable looking at myself from outside, so overcame the temptation to flap down and peek through the doorway. Sleepy came out of the darkness. For somebody who'd been mauled and cut up, Soulcatcher could move like a gazelle. No healthy, normal human could run that well. Maybe a little sorcery. I had wondered how I would get out of the White Crow. Catcher's swift approach was the key. The crow took off. I stayed behind. I floated and watched. And as Catcher slowed and had to begin to acknowledge her wounds, I floated up and away and in a direction that could only be described as tomorrow. Catcher didn't sense my presence, even though it was she who had made it easy for me to slip the moorings of my flesh. Then it was the night I'd left, and everybody, including me, was snoring away inside the bunker, and I was still free to wander the ghost world. Chapter 98. Sara was sleeping restlessly. Tobo lay beside her, one little paw on her bare breast, occasionally sucking at her nipple. I watched for a while. My tension slipped away as I did. What kind of lunatic was I? This was what I wanted and where I wanted to be, but in a few hours I was going to hoist my weary body up and climb the mountain again. And I would keep climbing the mountain even though it might kill me. Why? I would. I knew I would, but I didn't know what compelled me to do so. I extended a ghostly hand to Tobo. For a moment it seemed I actually felt his warmth. He stirred as though having a bad dream. I withdrew, tried to stroke Sari's hair instead. She smiled.
Mar, I thought I felt you. It's been so long.
She chattered softly. I basked in it, wishing I could talk to her too. She peeled Tobo off her breast and stood up, bare to the waist, doing a little dance that reminded me just how long it had been. She was recovering her figure already. She flashed me a mocking smile, looking right at me. Maybe she was a witch.
Tobo is strong enough to travel. The Water Dragon Festival is coming soon. I will leave then, in the confusion. My preparations are all made.
My wife.